That's part of it. Because, you know, there's nobody you hate so much, nobody you hate so much in the struggle for freedom and social justice as your fellow ally. Why? Because, you know them too well. You know, you're fighting over turf and credit and funding and girlfriend, boyfriend, and all this sort of stuff. Yeah, it's just part of what it is to be in there. Our opponents, our enemies, they're abstract. They're over there. They're over there. But, we have to keep it together. And I'll tell you something recently. I'm going to speaking at conferences of doctors who specialize in pain medication. And I'm saying to them, listen, there is no basis in medicine or science or ethics for you not to utilize medical marijuana in treating pain and problems if you consider that an important option. And then that evening, I go and talk to a marijuana reform group. And I say, let me tell you something. There is no basis for you to demean and diminish the millions of Americans who rely legitimately on opioid medication to deal with their pain and their struggling. For all of us, we have a rational utilization about this. Yes, we can say opioids are more dangerous and you can overdose and die, but that doesn't mean they don't have legitimate uses for millions and millions and millions of people. Let's not make those separations. You know, the psychedelics area? Psychedelics,